X-ray. Radio check, over.
You know where that little boy is?
HDX, radio check. Your radio is working. 4, HDX, mobile.
Where?
KO4HKX, KO4PXB.
June Lloyd, how are you?
Good. I have not made it to 85 yet, so I'm still in a good mood.
Well, from what I'm hearing, you want to avoid it.
I was hoping it would be somewhat smooth heading into Greenville.
The other guys are meeting tonight for their monthly meeting that the upstate guys do. They're saying 85 is a mess, so I would avoid it if you can.
And I'll get off at Highway 101 or get off at the rail yard exit.
Glad to pass on the information. So how was your day?
Well, still dealing with the cannot connect, get the backup exec software to talk to the cloud storage to let the backup run to it. But other than that, it was a good day. We've got backup exec software that will run out to the run a pullback. The software will not let the data run out to the cloud. It just sits there and waits.
That's pretty bad. You might
think
full support can't even help you. Sounds like Mac O'Toole with the new system we got.
Getting pretty scratchy, so from what they were saying the last couple of days, so the repeater's having issues that it'll get clear every once in a while and then just get real scratchy.
But I'm up here in Bavard also, so
I'm in a little bowhead, calling in a bowhead.
Repeater.
We're CBA mobile.
Afternoon, Dave. KO4HX and KO4PXB. Lloyd.
Good afternoon, Lloyd and Patrick, and hope y'all are having a good one. I'm headed out to play some tennis, no surprise there, to anybody that knows me anyway. Go ahead and pick it up, Lloyd.
My work day has not ended due to the fact that when I get home, I get to take care of a 2.5-year-old, but she's still in enjoyment. But somebody in their middle 50s watching a 2.5-year-old run around is definitely exhausting.
Look at it this way, you'll sleep good tonight.
That's definitely true.
Our 4-year-old and 2-year-old grandsons this afternoon. And I feel your pain. And I'm a good bit older than you, but of course I'm retired, so I guess I haven't worked all day, so I guess I can't complain much.
KV2 CVA, KN4 VWA.
Just pop in and out real quick. Did W4NGU feel good to hold you today?
They did.
Well, what's the verdict? What's that next Tuesday look like to you?
Said to me.
Alright. You'll need to call me at some point when you've got some time, like later this evening before the net, and we'll discuss what kind of battle plan we're going to approach on that thing right off, okay?
Okay, we'll do that, and because I was getting ready to do that anyway after I played tennis. but anyway.
Sounds like a winner. I'll duck down out of the way. Y'all carry on. Y'all have a good day. 73, stay in 4BWA. I'm clear.
He's clear. All right, Steve. I'll get in touch with you. Have a good one. Go ahead, Patrick.
In there.
Yes, sir. What you need?
Nothing. I was just going to see if you got that radio working any better.
Every time I get a chance to go in there and work with that software, it comes up a little bit better. And right now, I am going to go in there and see if I can't create a second zone. I've got whole analog, and then I'm going to create a second zone, home digital, and I'll just take that entire SC Heart category straight over into it, and I should be able to run in on that, shouldn't I?
Can he speak English?
Yeah, it's broken English for Steve, but yeah, we can get him there. You should be able to do that just fine, Steve.
Well, am I getting that pretty much straight in its ladder path?
It sounds like you're doing a good job at it. I was just trying to get you there the other night to understand you had to do that. You had to move each channel to the zone you wanted it in.
Exactly, exactly. And see, now I know the structure of the way that all the zones are set up. Now it makes sense.
That, but, Lloyd, why is your, I assume your granddaughter staying with you this evening?
The child's 2.5 years old now. The mother came to, she was one of the foster children that was in my home, and she left when the baby was 3 weeks old and hasn't been back since, so now I'm raising a 2.5-year-old in my 50s again.
Sir, I hate the situation, but I'm glad you're there to help that little girl out.
Definitely needs it. The egg donor's not worth a crap, so. And don't mean to offend anybody saying that on the radio, but just telling it like it is.
The truth will set you free, but it didn't say it wouldn't hurt at times.
For PXB, yeah, I've got a shirt that says that I'm a veteran, said I can fix stupid, but it's going to hurt.
My daughter's a nurse, and she says you can't fix stupid, but you can sedate it.
Come on, baby, and bow.
Pretty good, Dave Lloyd. Those are both pretty good.
QE Mobile.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, Lloyd, are you still in there?
PXB, roger.
Yeah, I got one for you. I saw a bumper sticker at the VA clinic not too long ago. It says in big letters, the VA, 1868. Giving veterans a second chance to die for their country every day.
It's definitely pretty good. My wife also got me another shirt that says, don't mess with a veteran that can take you out from another zip code.
Man, that's good. So we got Dave in here, Patrick and Lloyd, and me. I got Chris over here, KO4QLG. So we're listening in. Somebody pick it up.
Not have a KO call.
KI4 DOS
Mobile.
KI4 DOS
Mobile.
KO4
HKX Mobile.
KO4
NUE Mobile.
W4 DJW going mobile.
W4 WOZ.
There's a voice I haven't heard in a while. How's everything in the land of was?
Hutchkin's busy. I just had a few moments to turn the radio on.
Doing okay.
Actually, I am. I did have my rotor sort of give it up on
Sunday. And I had to order me another one. And it got here today, but it's a little different than the one I got, but it's sort of the same thing. So I'll probably be putting that up either now or the weekend or over.
Today is better you than me.
This one's not bad. Actually, the rotor's near the ground. It's just turning the mast. So, you know, it's pretty easy to take one out and put one in because you don't have to do no climb.
It's a smart design.
The old one I had, gosh, I had that thing, I know 5 years, maybe 7 or 8. But yeah, it's been a good one. Couldn't say nothing when it died. It just, it lasted as long as it's supposed to there over.
Bunch of people in here. Let's see. Lloyd, go ahead and pick it up. KP4CBA.
PXB. Yeah, I just got a, you know, I'm definitely looking for different radios for it in my home. As everyone keeps saying, to build a ham shack, like, definitely got to find the right cost and convince the wife to do so, or just beg for forgiveness afterwards.
Forgiveness.
I've never slept in a doghouse or worse conditions before.
It sure says ask forgiveness, not permission.
Kind of soften the blow.
I had kind of a, my wife, when I put the tower up 2 houses ago where we lived, she had wanted me to put a tower up, and I just came home with it and stuck it in the ground. So once the concrete was set, there wasn't much you could say.
Well, my wife's got a license call sign, so I'm going to sit this one out.
Point that said, I can fix stupid, but it's gonna hurt. I like that attitude.
What's up, Dane?
Who said that? You ride shotgun with me, so when I find stupid, you can fix it.
Let me know when in there, and I'll be there.
Another zip code thing too. That works.
The KI4DOS clear.
We're close, Gary. I'm going to clear on out, fellas. I enjoyed it. KO4NUE, KO4QLG, clear.
For HKX. Guys, I'm going to go ahead and clear out, too. I'm getting up here close to the Asheville Airport, so I'm getting in a lot of traffic. And, gentlemen, all have a good afternoon and enjoy the QSO. 73s.
All right, Patrick, you have a good one, KP4CPA.
Hey, Gary, take care. Everybody else is checking out. W4DJ, W-Mobile.
4PXB, still mobile.
What are you up to?
I'm back. I'm mailing out all the approved stuff up from our club meeting last night, all the ID cards and stuff. Stopped by the grocery store, and then back out again. Back in the thick of it, out in traffic. I've driven more today than I've driven in years. How are you? What's going on with you?
Yes, and you don't know me very well, but yeah, I'm in traffic too. I'm turning off of Haywood Road on the Anthem Drive as we speak. Got a nice looking Harley Davidson right in front of me. Well, it looks like he's turning into a little strip mall there. But anyway, I'm headed to the sports club.
Practicing, or if you're going to compete, but if you're going to compete, good luck. Hope you win. Is KO4QLG Chris still in there?
There. Go ahead, KO4QLG.
Hey, Chris, just letting you know, I sent all your stuff out in the mail just a little while ago. You should be getting it soon. Let me know if you don't.
Hey, I'm good. I appreciate that notification. Oh, you got it.
I won't hold you. I know you guys are about to get out. And Patrick checked out, and David's going to the game, and Gary has arrived, so who's left?
more minutes, about 2 or 3 minutes.
4PXB, I'll probably be in here in about another 20 minutes. I'm having to take the back roads into Greenville.
And 4ZLK is still listening.
The work group today.
With stupid remarks.
Let's hear it. Can't wait.
Or stupid, or his remarks, but it reminded me of one I heard, and you guys probably heard it. It says, life hurts, and it hurts worse when you're stupid.
I also heard that outlaw is, being an outlaw is hard. a lot of knocks and bangs being an outlaw.
KO4HX. Dave, you were talking about the group being large just because stupid was around.
Well, then Lloyd's comment was very timely. I haven't heard one that good in a long time. That one just hit me just right. I'm gonna remember that. I can fix stupid, but it's gonna hurt. I really like that one.
Again, like I said, KO4HX clear.
KD, anybody left?
How you doing?
I'm headed home. Gotta go see what I got to work on at the house.
I'm going to jump out too. About to my next place. Dave, good to hear you. Everybody else? I think Rod was in there too. W4WZ or W4WZ. Everybody have a good evening. And Lloyd too. N4ZLK.
Well, I'm going to jump out of here too. Let me see if I got it. I'm pulling in the sports club. I'll be hunting a couple of white lines to park my pony, so y'all have a good one. I won't even try to remember you. I know I'll leave somebody out. 73 Saw, KB4 CPA.
Good win, W4DJW Mobile.
And those that signed out, hope you have a wonderful evening. Still there, Dave? KC4FKD.
In heavy traffic. Looks like I'm going to be here for a while. It looks like everybody got off work at the same time.
I haven't heard anybody talk about this, but the 6-1 repeater coverage is not like it used to be. It's real scratchy. Has that been discussed lately?
Discussed it in the last meeting.
I've got syllables of what you're saying.
Because you're kind of scratchy on me. Am I scratchy on you?
Scratchy, I think.
Okay, so yeah, we discussed it in the last meeting, and we're going to make that the new priority. So we know there's some work that needs to be done. We got to go up there and take some pictures of the antenna so that we know what work has to be done, so we take the right tools up there so it can be a trip to analyze and then a trip to repair. And the long-term repair is we're going to phase in another antenna with the equal quantity of lobes as the one that's up there now. So we'll double our coverage, the gaps. We'll fill in all the gaps.
Most of that at all. I just heard something about one trip up there to analyze, another trip back to repaired, and it's being discussed.
That's affirmative. You got the gist of it.
And, well, anyway, I know the 8-2 repeater is about full flighting about everywhere I go around here.
It has been neglected. Both of them have been neglected because of COVID and, slow startup. Everybody getting a slow start back. So, it's time we started working on them again. Everybody in the meeting agreed. So we're going to be looking for windows of opportunity to make trips to the mountains again.
Maneuvering KC4SKD. Kind of not to get hit. The traffic got horrible all of a sudden. But I'm fixing to take a back road and get off the craziness.
Think of it over here in Greer. There's a lot of traffic this time of day in Greer. I think Greer is the new Woodruff Road. White Hampton, I think, is becoming the new Woodruff.
The last time I went and got tires, I went over to place in Spartanburg. That's where I buy tires now. I know it's a ways to drive, but it's worth it. But I decided not to go 85 and go 29 instead. And there was one red light there. I bet it took 6 red light cycles for me to get through on 29.
About one bit. There's, I can go down to Zaxby's, and I can have to wait in line to turn out of Zaxby's at the bottom of the hill for the red light that's way up there at the top of the hill. And they've got, they're lined up through the red light on the other side of Zaxby's. It's just, it's crazy. It's just always backed up. I don't know. I saw somebody on that neighborhood thing saying, put up the we're full sign. stop having people come in because we're full.
I just shake my head and wonder about all the people moving into this area. And all the, you know, the way the traffic has become now, it's just a nightmare.
My dad used to say the reason he settled here is because this is the best place on earth to live weather-wise. You get the four seasons, but you don't get too much of any of them. And back then, it was a secret. Well, between then and now, somebody let the secret out.
I heard my dad say the same thing. You get your four seasons, and you're not far from the mountains and not far from the beach.
They didn't blow it. It wasn't that's another thing he said. My generation didn't blow it. You know what he was implying, right?
Yeah, I understand now. One of us let the secret out.
Exactly. It was our generation that let the secret out, so it's our fault.
Yeah, my dad hasn't thought of that, but that sounds like something he'd say.
Living than just a place to live. He used that for other things, too. Like, my generation didn't drop the ball on that.
I have to remember that. Something my grandfather used to say that kind of was funny, too. He was a good bit overweight. He said when he stepped on the scales on the display come up and says, one at a time, please.
He, like, lift one leg?
He was a character, I tell you. He sold furniture at a couple of furniture stores, and he played music at a couple of steakhouses in Greenville. And he was something else.
KO4PXB.
Go right ahead.
K4SKB.
See if y'all recall this statement, that you could tear the horns off and tear the horns off an anvil if you let them.
I heard, like, some people could break an anvil. I heard that thing pretty hard to break an anvil.
Said that to me and my brother when we were growing up and in the destructive teenage years, that we could tear the horns off an anvil if he let us.
I'll tell you, it's a little bit different. Somebody so destructive, they could tear up an anvil.
Another, the funniest one I ever heard about somebody being overweight was, it's not funny that the person's overweight, but it was on one of the TV shows that the lady sat on a rainbow and Skittles fell out.
Where is KB?
I'm maneuvering around, but I'm doing a three-point turn. That's why I'm not keying up. W4DJW.
I guess one of my words of wisdom is when you're going to a kid's birthday party, never, ever take a bag full of whistles.
They're noisy.
One of the other gentlemen, but go ahead, KC4SKD.
Probably my fault. Larry, meet Lloyd. Lloyd, meet Larry.
KO4PXB. You doing okay today?
KO4PXB. This is KC4SKD. Yeah, I was just talking to Dave about the traffic and the all the craziness trying to maneuver and get home without getting hit.
Something pretty crazy, and I'm here on Highway 14 just before you get to the Pelamer Crossing where they started doing the paving. They've actually changed the lane now where everyone's really confused on it because they've made two turn lanes off of Highway 14, and now so you have to get over into the far right lane going past the Sphinx because now that's the only straight lane.
I've been out that way. Last time I went out that way, I think it was by tires. Of course, we used to go to the Ham Fest. Oh, by the way, when is the Ham Fest?
Which Ham Fest?
Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society.
So if they can get enough volunteers to do it, to put it on. It'll be in September.
I couldn't remember. I remember it used to be around this time of the year because that's when we always went. I was talking to Marty about that today, and he says, well, is it this weekend? And neither one of us could remember.
But it competes with Dayton, and that's why the vendors, you're competing to get vendors that are headed to Dayton, Ohio, so there's no competition there. That's why they moved it, or one of the reasons they moved it to September.
Understood. Go ahead, Lloyd. KC4SKD. KC4SKD here. You know, considering Dayton, I should try to go to that because I've got three cousins that live up there. And one of them's always telling me, Larry, you need to come see us. He said, you don't have to get no motel. Just come stay with us.
Go to Dayton. You probably need to go. My son and I went one time. We drove up there, stayed the day, and then turned around and came back home at the end of the day. Just so that we could say we went to Dayton. And it was big. It was everything we could do to traverse the whole thing and then come back home.
I've seen pictures of it before, and I've even told my cousins, said, listen, y'all need to go. I said, I know you're not hams, but y'all, there's other things up there y'all might be interested in.
There is. There's a ton of stuff up there. It's huge. They've got like buildings that you go to that have like more than one level in each building. And each building is probably the size of a normal ham fest.
I've heard it's the largest one in the country.
In the Shelby or not, but Shelby's pretty big, but this dwarfs Shelby by a large quantity. W4DJW.
Happened a few times. The last time I went up there, I had a list of tubes to find. I was working on my old Hammond organ, and I went up there and bought as many spare tubes for it as I could, and it went out pretty good with that. Got the old organ, sounded great.
Like tubes like you wouldn't believe. It's like a tube factory up there.
Anyway, I don't know what happened to Lloyd, but I hope he's having a good evening. But anyway, I got a son, Dave, not far from the house. Good talking to you, and hope you have a good rest of the day.
Talking to you, too. Be careful. Catch you on the net tonight. KC4SKD, W4DJW Mobile.
KC4SKD, I'm clear.
Before PXB is still mobile.
Take Lloyd, W4DJW.
The three acronyms, OMG. Does that explain it?
Yes, it does. Replace the three letters with three dimensions. We need to go vertical and diagonal. Vertical and diagonal, opposed to following all these cow paths. Right, that's where these roads come from. These are the path the cows used to take when they wandered through the woods.
I think it took the cows as long as it's going to take me.
Moving. They didn't get all bunched up. But if you get if you go vertical and then go diagonal, you'll get there a lot quicker.
The idea of the Jetsons, people can just fly to work and put it in their little, won't pull it up in a briefcase, but they'll definitely fly to work and
going to be like, you don't own your own, nobody owns there, you don't have to buy a car anymore. You just have your schedule and it's out there and picks you up and you don't even drive or anything. You just get in it and continue doing what you're doing and then you get out when you're where you should be. And you just go on and they'll think back in the day, they used to have to drive to get to where they were going. GPS satellites just for maneuvering on the ground. Just for humans, and none of that will be required anymore.
Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where the pretty much the cars would fly themselves. You get in there, or just pretty much the car would ride by, and you'd get in it and hop in, and just pretty much be able to read your paper and relax.
And you know what? I saw a simulation of that, an intersection that nobody ever had to stop. And the reason nobody ever had to stop is because all the cars were controlled with computers, and the computers talked to each other.
So they would time their speed. They knew how many cars were coming, at what angles, and at what speed, and they would all adjust their speed so that they could merge through each other without anybody ever hitting anybody, and nobody had to slow down. Yeah. that programmatically, that can be done. That's swarm programming, but realistically, it's going to take a little while.
Definitely true, because it would definitely have to be to the nth degree of where it could not be hack-proof, because, you know, get somebody in there messing with the timing of the little thing, and it's going to cause a major accident.
It makes NVIDIA stock go crazy because of those guys that are out there that try to hack it, and NVIDIA just comes up with something that's, you know, 100 times more fail-proof than they can imagine, and it runs 2,300 cores simultaneously. They love it. They eat that stuff for lunch.
Because, I mean, I can imagine now people are driving while intoxicated or under the influence. Could you imagine somebody flying while in the same condition?
Fly for long. There's old pilots and there's bold pilots, but there's no old bold pilots. Bold enough to drink while they're flying. Yeah, they don't live long. I saw where boat captains did that with really nice yachts and just rammed those yachts right into the pier, just tearing up million-dollar yachts because they were drunk. The captain was drunk. Yeah, you don't do that too many times.
They don't. So especially if it's your own boat, then you really cry. But if it's somebody else's boat that you're the captain of, you'll be pretty much a boat captain that one time only.
Yeah, they used to call that a career changer, a career path changer where I used to work.
Had enough money to retire because, like, you're right, you won't be a boat captain anywhere else because that will definitely get around quick.
It'll be, you know, one day it's going to be like that, flying through a matrix. That'll be pretty cool. Won't be turning us into, but that's one of the things to travel to another solar system or galaxy, another solar system in another galaxy, or even another solar system, right? Probably going to be machines, not humans, unless we, like, travel for generations.
When the machines pretty much will run a ship and everyone will be in stasis and they'll be woken up when they get those many, many, many light years traveled.
And that's only if nothing goes wrong, right? It may be they never wake up again, too. But you don't know. I mean, but then, you know, I don't know. Would you crawl into a cell like that that was going to put you to sleep for 200 years and then wake up and be in a land that there's no way you can go back home?
Definitely would not.
Yeah, life's too short. I think they would have a hard time. There might be people jumping up and down saying, me, 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 throwing their hands in the air until it came time to board the ship. Then I think they would say, maybe not.
I mean, what you knew when you went to sleep is definitely going to be far, so far changed that you're not going to know what to do.
So they're the first times there. Well, I guess they would send machines there and get the place prepped first, like they're planning on doing with Mars, prepping everything they need to make fuel for the return trip before they ever send the humans. Send the robots in first, let them establish a community and a colony, and let them get the tools working to produce the fuel that's going to be used to come home, and then start talking about sending humans.
That's definitely something far out in the future to definitely to look at and wonder what's really going to happen.
Well, when you think about it, too, the way technology advances is the closer you get to the y-axis, the faster we accelerate up on the z-axis. Right? It's tangential. It's not geometric. It's not linear. It's not geometric. It's tangential. So the closer we get to it, the faster we'll accelerate unless we kill ourselves, right, with something like Putin's got going on over there.
Last words on that would be, hey, y'all, watch this.
And press that big red button. I hope he doesn't provoke others into pressing their big red button either. That would be really bad.
Because then the whole world will be pretty much right back in the Stone Age and starting all over again.
And you know, that's not impossible either. I got an incoming call because the Ukrainians are already living through that. W4DJW, be back in a little bit.
4 repeat, mobile standing by.